flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Friday. This is a special one. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067.
You're not going to address the elephant in the
room?
No,
I was going to bring that up.
Get to,
it is
get
the
to
case
that.
Of the missing burrito.
No, burrito gate.
Yeah. We ordered food.
Courtesy of Tailgate Ted.
Yes, thank you to Tailgate Ted. It's the second time we've ordered food courtesy of Tailgate Ted this week.
Guy knows how to get his ADs.
He does.
Cake.
He certainly
so,
does.
So we ordered from this place that has burritos, breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
And
good
we
spot.
Ordered... three carne asada burritos. Jason's having one right now. I think Valdez had one.
Yeah.
All right. Or no, you had the simple burrito.
I said the simple. It's very
whatever.
Simple.
But there were three carne asada
pickle
ones.
Pickle is simple.
Okay.
And
just like me.
Mike Marr swears.
That's true.
He swears that he laid them out. He even tells you exactly how he laid them out and that there were three carne asada burritos.
I mean, he would know. He went and got
now,
the
order.
Now,
hold on. To be fair, on the ticket, there are three on the ticket. So you did pay for three.
Yes.
So they were listed on the ticket.
Yes.
But he's saying, all right, Mike, what did you say?
I have never been more confident in anything else in my entire life that there was three carne asadas and
would
one simplicito.
Would you put your life on it?
Yes.
You
1,000%. I'll tell you how I laid it out. So to the left was Cakes' coffee and his sandwich.
Yep.
To the right of that was three vertically lined up carne asada burritos.
Yep.
To the right of that was one simplicito. And then the sauces were below that.
All right.
I took a carne asada. Drab took a carne asada. He took Jason took his simplicito. Cakes' sandwich was there.
Yeah.
Missing a carne asada.
Burrito gate.
There's a burrito
thief about.
Somebody stole a burrito.
Can we go to the cameras?
Can, of course. Yeah, yeah. It might take a little bit of time, but...
Can we do that? Honestly.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Yeah, we have to get Roger or Tom to...
Get Roger. Where's
up.
Roger? Has can any, you go get Roger?
Hold on, though. There's Roger a little in controversy in this respect.
Somebody stole
though he says 1,000%, and he believes he laid it out in a certain way. Trab, didn't you say you thought you only saw two carne asada burritos?
Yeah, but I think I grabbed mine after Mike grabbed his, so
okay.
that would be one left.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that might have been the simplicito.
I mean, there's no if-ands or buts.
So you saw four burritos.
Guaranteed.
Have you guys seen any potential suspects go by the
who
studio
would,
in the last 15 minutes?
I'll give you kind of, look, I don't really believe it.
Okay.
But Roger came over there and he's like, heard you guys have a missing burrito.
Yeah,
he
was.
That's because I told
that.
Him.
He's not that savvy. Wait,
cover
now
up.
He's playing dumb?
Come on.
No, I don't believe Rogers.
All right, well, who else is around?
Denton Day.
Denton is here,
have
but
you
I,
found
I
him?
Believe Denton
he
is a
in,
man of...
He was in the crapper.
I believe he's a man of high moral principle that he would come and ask, hey, is this somebody's burrito? Can I...
I'll grab
he,
him.
I don't think he would just swipe a burrito, like right
who
off
else
the
could,
table.
No one from PGC
we also,
would
we
ever
go
comes
through
back
the tape.
Here.
We got to go to the tape because we have security cameras everywhere. We got to go to the tape.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Recording, but yeah, there are cameras.
No, they're definitely not recording over there where you buy the concessions. That we know.
That one's dead. That yeah. one, it's just somehow it has a camera shot. It's just still, but it's not recording.
And anybody from PGC walking around,
they don't come over here.
I don't think they ever do.
The one from 94.7.
Karina?
Karina.
She's not going to.
She's probably had a full burrito her whole life.
Right.
I think we need to get in the mind of Mike Marr a little bit, though. this guy's, he may not be all there right
now.
He's not
locked. He's locked in on the commander.
Yeah, where is the, hold on, where is the ticket?
Yeah, the receipt.
I'll tell you how locked in I am on these burritos.
I think I just threw out the bag.
When we got them and I laid them out, I held all three carne asadas because I made sure I got the heaviest one. The one that packed the biggest punch.
So at some point, did you have four burritos in your two hands?
Three, because I was a carne asada guy.
I
didn't touch the simplicity.
At any point, were you holding four burritos at once?
When I took them out of the bag, yes. But other than that, there was four burritos. Okay. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Right, I know so I'm locked in on the game.
I think we need to do a stakeout by the bathroom.
To see who's dropping duties?
Yeah,
but it doesn't hit that quick.
Sometimes it does. That hot sauce hits you.
Sometimes it can.
All right, see, here's the ticket.
Yeah.
It's got three carne asada burritos and a Simplicito burrito. I mean, so it's got four burritos.
This is very simple. We have security cameras. Go to the camera.
Yes.
So Denton Day's coming in.
Denton. We love Denton from Team 980. He's going to be an honor
D-Day.
Brewing.
D-Day.
All right. Did you steal a burrito?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, when they're on the table, they're open game. That's what I've been told.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was you.
I just stood up for you. I said you're a man of high moral fiber.
No, because when it's on the open table over there, everyone tells us that's fair game.
Oh, did you already eat it?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He stole the burrito.
Mike Marr, you're off the hook.
Where did you hear that? Hold on. Where did you hear that?
Out there, it's fair game.
I don't know.
That's what everyone is always saying.
No.
I think that has been. I think people have said that
to
before.
Defend him, that has been a
I think
policy.
That has been said before,
that's
but I don't think it's a hard and fast. We haven't really abided by that.
Everyone abides by that.
Well, yeah.
When it's in the studio there, that don't touch it. When it's
that.
On the table there, that's okay.
I need to run into my sandwich immediately.
Is he right? He's kind of.
I didn't think he
there
was.
There used to be a stupid lamp out there with like if
but
the light's on.
When we have big spreads, they put it out there.
Yeah, that is where we do put big spreads.
Yeah.
It's kind of
on
blurred.
Mike Marr that
it's
Mike Marr set it up out there.
Blurred lines. It's a Robbie Vick.
That's usually where you put it.
When we've had the other order, like on Monday, they all brought it inside the studio.
Yeah. That's the only place it's really
but
safe.
Usually, we don't walk in the studio because that's your space
when
the show's on. But when it's out there,
you know
that's like
everyone
going in it.
I'm kind of team D-Day here.
Did you find it odd, though, that it was really hot? because a lot of times when the food is on
fresh.
That table, it's
I
lukewarm.
It never
foil.
Occurred to you, though, that maybe I should just ask the guy.
I thought it was great aluminum
foil.
Aluminum
foil.
I'm just glad you didn't take my coffee. My coffee survived.
So do you often walk by just to see if there's any free food?
On Fridays, yeah.
You do?
Because it was a great Chick-fil-A spread last week. You know, we're feeling good because we got a championship game. I was like, all right.
So you had a thought, maybe.
I had a thought, absolutely.
The protocol, though, is you always walk in the producer room if there's food out there. And say, is that fair game? Or has everyone got... You have to make sure the hosts have had their food.
I think that would be the common sense thing to do.
No, the protocol is if it's on the table, it's open. That's how it's always been. Because it's like that for every other show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a bunch of heathens on the other shows or something.
You can't hear him.
I can hear him too. Oh, you can hear him. I mean, everyone here's a heathen. What do you mean? You guys aren't heathen?
It's all good. It's all good. I'll take the L.
It's just hilarious.
I can buy you another burrito if it's really
it's okay. It's funny. I was like, Denton would never do that. He's a man of high
moral
standards.
There might have to be a clarification.
Yeah.
There might need to be. Because I do defend him in that sense. I have heard that before.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I think... This is a learning moment for us.
Right.
But if we do this again, we bring the food in like we did on Monday into the studio over there, and then we pick up our
food. Don't forget
the
D-Day will be broadcasting from Dishonor Brewing this weekend, this Sunday at 11 a.m. with Linnell.
Right. Hey, Mar, you were on point.
I don't blame either guy, really. You care to give your prediction on the game? I don't even know if you're like a blind homer. I feel like you tend to be fairly analytical.
I'd try to be. I mean, I'm definitely confident about Sunday. More confident than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
I walked in last Sunday and I didn't feel nervous at all. And I didn't think they were going to win the way they did on
Sunday.
But you
actually thought they were going to beat Detroit.
I thought they were going to beat Detroit. Yeah. I thought it was going to come down to like a late game cardiac commanders kind of deal. And it came down to,
what made you so confident last week?
I don't know. I just walked in and I was like, they can't stop Jaden.
Right.
I was like, there's no way that there's no
that
way they
became
can
apparent
stop
once the game
once the game started going. I was like, yeah, this apparent. Is exactly what I thought. It was only them, with the Diami drop and then that crazy fourth down play with Mariota that stopped them, and then Zane missed a kick. But I think this one will be a little lower scoring. But I mean, we've seen what he did to that defense already. So
yep.
unless they've gotten significantly better, but he's gotten significantly better. So I feel confident. I think it's going to be probably a late-game scenario, though. Here's a bold prediction. Marshon Lattimore gets a pick.
Ooh. Hey, last thing about the burrito. How long between consuming the burrito and your trip to the bathroom?
They were pretty close.
Yeah, I think you might be consuming it in the bathroom.
But he's a regular.
I know.
I'm a regular guy.
He and I are regular buddies in there.
Yeah. it's EB and I, and then Chepe from
yeah,
El Sol.
Yeah.
We all have our
it's
own.
It's always at the same time.
There. Like, that's how it goes. All right. And occasionally right. Rogers on the falls.
Good yeah. stuff.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Denton.
All right, EB, should we go to our guy, Bobby from Surfside?
All right.
Bobby Blicky.
We have a guest coming up next. I feel like we should continue with the calls because we have so many people.
We can take calls next break.
All right, let's go to our guy, Bobby Blicky from Surfside. Bobby, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Got a bold prediction here. Surfside out of Philadelphia is going to win. No matter what happens, you guys are going to get a pile to Surfside if the Commanders lose. If the Commanders win and we go to New Orleans, you're getting free surf size on Bourbon Street all week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
so it really is a win-win from Philadelphia.
All right, but we got to get there.
Yeah, we got to be in New Orleans. Yeah. That's the problem.
That's the stumbling block.
Well, EB, when are you asking about your golf bag?
If you lose, we're giving you a pallet of surf size for Misery Monday.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
What surf side needs to do is pay for a hotel and flights.
Right.
That would be nice.
Hey, yeah. What?
Well,
do you guys have any surf side golf bags
just lying around?
Yeah. We do. I'll get on that. I know, the head cover got lost, and then Valdez was selling our sweaters on eBay. And
yeah. Yeah.
We got to kind of be careful, with all these giveaways. Sometimes, they're going into the wrong hands.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just
air tag it or something. EB will use it.
Yeah, he needs a one of one. He's all not right. going to put it on EB bag.
All right, Bobby, work on that. Thank all you, right, buddy. Appreciate
Commanders
it.
Commanders 24. We got it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Commanders 24 and what?
He's the worst call.
Like,
he picked both sides.
That's on you guys.
He picked both sides.
Bobby, it's 24 to what?
I think we lost him.
He hung up.
Still there? He's gone.
He's probably drinking.
Yeah. But, I mean, he does it for a living.
Listen, when you're a beer rep, I mean, all you do is just drink.
Yeah, I mean,
Surfside rep,
part of the deal.
National sales director.
No bubbles.
Right. No
zero
trouble.
Bubbles.
All right, I want to bang out these calls. These people have been on hold. It's the biggest game of this century. Biggest game of the century. If you're not fired up for this, you're fired up for nothing. 800-636-1067. Bang out your calls. We come back.